tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening here. It's on Saturday, and I know that your school is taking very special COVID precautions as well, right?
Correct, yeah. So our next entrance exam is scheduled for January 23rd, Saturday. 8 a.m. is the start time, and we usually wrap up between 11:30 and noon. But yes, in light of everything going on, we want to make sure that every test taker that enters the building feels extremely comfortable when they come into the building. You know, many of these students have been virtual since last March, so they may not have been back in a school building yet. So we want to make sure that when they enter, they feel comfortable, and that's one thing that factors into the test taking as well. If they show up and they have some anxiety, or if they feel a little nervous about the settings or the environment, they might not perform as well. So we want to do everything we can to make sure that they feel comfortable and that they're able to perform at their very best. So, obviously we emphasize to the parents that if they've obviously recently been in contact with anyone who's tested positive for COVID, if they're awaiting a test for COVID, or if they're showing any symptoms that morning, to just keep them home. We'll have plenty of other test dates after this that we could reschedule. So that's first and foremost, is making sure the parents, know their children and keep them home if they're feeling ill. When they enter the door, they'll be temperature checked. So before they even enter the building, right at the front doors, they'll have their temperature checked to make sure that all checks out. Obviously, if it's higher than 100.4, they will be sent home. But again, we could reschedule them at a later date. Once they enter the building, they drop off their payment and they're checked in. So pretty much hands-free, and then they'll proceed to the testing location. And the great thing about our setup right now is that we have our cafeteria that is spaced out accordingly, so we have removable desks that we bring in. Everything's spaced out 6 feet or more all sides around, and then our Stream Lab and Innovation Center, which is a huge space, and that allows us to fit students at computer banks and spread apart at least 6 feet to make sure that they're safe. All their snacks, their water, and their granola bars, that's all set out the night before, so that when they come in, they're not really having to have contact and receive things handed to them from other individuals. All the testing material, everything will be at their desk. So we're doing everything we can to provide those safeguards in the world of COVID.
It costs $25 to take the test?
Correct.
Okay, how come? What's with the fee?
So the fee kind of goes into the building being open on a Saturday, the staff that's involved in helping through the day. We'll have to bring in certain staff members to administer the temperatures, to proctor the exam, to use the facilities that we have. So it's a small fee. That's what we usually charge in the past to all of our test takers. And then plus, going through Scholastic and the high school placement exam, there's a fee involved with that. So all the testing materials that we receive from Scholastic, we incur a cost. So we just try to offset those a little bit through that fee.
Gotcha. And what is on the test?
So basically, it's an overall assessment test. It's very similar to what the students may see if they take in the NWEA test or any type of standardized test, ISTEP test at the elementary school level. But it covers 5 main components: verbal, quantitative, and then reading, mathematics, and language. Like I said, they'll be very familiar with this type of test, if they've taken any type of standardized test in the past. Plus, it's a great way for us to gauge an assessment on where they're at, grade equivalency, if they're possibly able to take an honors level course, or if they may need a little more support in a certain area of study when they arrive at Bishop Knoll.
Is the test designed to, can it be passed by all students, or even students who are maybe in a gen ed course as opposed to an advanced placement course? Is it designed for you guys to get the cream of the crop, the most academically advanced students?
Really, overall speaking, the test is more of an assessment. That's one of the biggest things that we look at. It's not really a pass-fail. We look at the composite score and the national percentile and local percentile of what the student ranks in. But first and foremost, an assessment to see where they stand. I'm one, and as well as our principal, a student may show up, have a bad day, and just did not test that well that day. But their grades at their other school, their other standardized test scores are strong. So really, this is not the end-all be-all. It's an assessment, and it's one of the metrics we use when we base our acceptance of students. So, if their score is a little bit lower, but then we work with the school, in order to register, they have to fill out a form that requires to request their transcripts from that school. In that transcript request, we receive their grades from 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, the behavior report, as well as their standardized test scores. So we look at that as well. And then we work closely with the principals to see if there's any other things that we maybe need to be aware of. Any students that may be at a school where they receive either an IEP type plan or anything of that nature.
A what?
An IEP. So basically it's a 504 plan for any students that may need extra assistance with their homework. So they get a little extra time on tests or homework at their current school. So if they're in that situation, they do actually get a little bit of extra time as well on the exam. So, it's really not set up to you know, just take the cream of the crop or disclude any students that might not be as high performing at some students. More of an assessment base that we use as one of our three metrics to base our decisions on acceptance.
Do all students get accepted? What does it take to be accepted into Bishop Knoll?
No, unfortunately, there are certain students that will not be accepted. And again, it's going to be a combination of the entry exam test, their current performance at their school, their standardized test, you know, NWEA scores and ISTEP test, behavior reports, and then recommendations from their principal or teacher.
I'm just curious about the population makeup of Bishop Knoll. Is it, I mean, do all races and creeds and colors go there? What's the breakdown, black, white, Asian?
Oh, yeah, I mean, to really just give a general overview, and I actually went here and graduated in 98, and the demographic back then to now has always continued to be very diverse. We have students from Illinois, from Indiana. I think it's close to 35 different towns or cities in the state of Indiana, you know, as far east as Portage or Porter County, as far south in Lake County as places like Cedar Lake, and then all the way up in between. So we do have a very diverse demographic makeup of our students with African American, Hispanic, white, all kind of here in the building. So, you know, that's one feature that we really emphasize because I think it's a great way to interact with other students from different areas. You know, in terms of obviously we're a Catholic private school, but we have a percent of our population here that are not Catholic. They might be Baptist, they might just be general Christian, or they might not really deem a certain faith. And so, you know, again, that's, we don't just exclude or include Catholics only. We are open to different religions as well here at Bishop Knoll.
And how much is tuition there?
This year, for students who are not part of the Diocese of Gary, it's $9,450. Students who are part of a parish in the Diocese of Gary, it's a reduced rate at $8,900. Now, that was this year. In terms of when you look forward to school year 2021-22, that may change a little bit, but for this year, that was the tuition cost.
Well, thanks so much. We've been talking with Jeff Sturr, Director of Admissions for Bishop Knoll Institute. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And we are celebrating our 100-year centennial next September 2021, or this upcoming September, will be our 100 years in existence. So that's something that we're very excited about.
Wow, that's a big deal. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and we actually had a lot more celebrations lined up starting this school year to head into 2021, mm-hmm. And the September 2021. But obviously, with COVID, many things are canceled, but we're doing our best to get unique with certain virtual events. All right, Sharon, thanks so much.